Mustafa, introduce yourself and our guest whose farm we're at.
Mustafa El Youssoufi, U.S. Green Council representative in Morocco, dealing primarily with the ruminant sector. And with us, we have the pleasure to be with Mr. Ammar Abdel Fattah, who traditionally has been a beef producer, son to father to grandfather to grand-grandfather. And he's one of the prominent producers that decided to move from the old system of beef production and intensive beef feeding to modern open feedlot system.
Now, mentioning that modern feedlot system, describe the difference between the way it was done and now with this new system, and what it has taken to put together the resources with the help of the Grains Council to develop this new feedlot.
Well, the council was involved into this sector because we realized that the old system had a lot of obstructions or obstacles to expansion and to growth at the private farm level as well as at the national level. So we decided to introduce Moroccan producers at the individual as well as at the co-ops and the producer groups level to the open feedlot system. We were successful with co-ops, and now we are working with private investors, helping them to benefit from the open feedlot system. This gentleman was very easy and smooth because he made the trials and himself. So he had the opportunity to put animals on a free system trials, and he realized that his animals performed better. He gained time. 2 months animals were ready 2 months earlier, and the labor was very happy because the work was less intensive, less hard than what it was for the old system.
Can you have him describe what he feeds the animals here, the type of rations, and what is it that U.S. grain producers can offer to this type of new operation?
Well, we are involved in primarily into the beef sector because the beef rations are primarily concentrate, and we would like them to be with high inclusion rates of corn and corn byproducts. And that's what it is now with this new generation of producers. Before, they were using barley, they were using wheat bran, they were using other ingredients. First, those ingredients are a lot more expensive than corn and its byproducts. Second, they are less available around. So with regard to roughage, he's providing his animals with corn silage and some wheat straw to ease the rumination process. Mm-hmm. With regard to concentrate, we have a very good inclusion rate of corn, DDGS, and corn gluten feed, plus soybean meal, plus minerals and vitamins, and maybe some molasses.
At this point, can he comment on how's it going? Is this going well? Is he happy about the progress so far? And and again, mention what the future looks like.
هاد السيستم هذا واش انت سعيد به واش عجبك ولا شنو هما التوجهات المستقبليه ديالك فيما يخص الانتاج والتسويق كل داكشي اللي قلتيني في
القبل بالنسبه للسيستم الامريكان دابا بالنسبه للفيد لوت الامريكان كاين واحد عدد ديال ديزافونتاج بالنسبه اولا بالنسبه للبيت كيكونوا مرتاحين ثانيا بالنسبه للزوفري كيكونوا حتى هما مرتاحين كيخدموا تقريبا واحد دو موا في لو سيكل تقريبا ما بين المربوط والليب والسيستم ليب والأهداف هما كما قلت في الأول راه مسألة ديال إن شاء الله غادي نبغي نديروا أن باتوار من بعد باتوار لا ديستريبيسيون ديال الفيون روج.
With regard to the what he gained out of the of the system, he said that animals are a lot more comfortable, they gain better, their meat apparently is more tender than what the meat coming out of the tethered animals, and the labor mostly is a lot happier, and they are having fun working in this new system compared to the old system. With regard to the prospects, an animal facility of this size, he said that he needs to invest in slaughterhouse, and he has plans and he has contacts now with the suppliers of this type of technology, and he has plans to for meat packing and the meat processing facility, as well as meat distribution company, which is going to be realized in 2010.
And I've just got to ask, there's a lot of birds around, peacocks, and we call them guinea hens, or is that just because he what likes to have a bunch of them around?
قالك شاف بزاف ديال الطيور الاخ الطاوس عندهم شي منفعه هنايا ولا غير داك شي تراديسيون ديال العائله وديال
لا ماشي تراديسيونال دار هكا وبقى ولكن بعد سويت غادي يحيد داكشي لانه غادي ياثر ربما على ناحيه لي جين على
So traditionally they had them for no purpose just as birds going around but he thinks that in a few weeks he will have to remove them because they may constitute a risk for disease for the animals in the feedlot. He has backyard chicken facility and he is preparing some dogs for the surveillance of the mm-hmm. facility. So these are the animals that he has. And if you would like to pack peacocks in your luggage, he said he will be more than happy to give you the best ones.
Absolutely not. I'm not going to try to do that. But tell him I thank him very much for the time, and we really appreciate, I know our whole group, having the opportunity to come out and see the facility.
شكرا جزيلا على الحفاوة الاستقبال وعلى الوقت اللي عطيتهم. وراهم مسرورين وعجبهم الحال اللي جاو لنا.
ميرسي مو سي هذه الثقافة ديالنا وهذا شيء يعني بسيط اللي ردينا من الإخوان تهم اللي تقريبا
He's very pleased to have you and he thank you for stopping by and this is very little return he provides compared to what he got when he was in the US and he thanked the American farmers and the US Grain Council very much.
All right, thank you very much. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.